الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون، نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قلت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لم أرك تصوم من شهر من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ذلك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان، وهي شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين، وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, each and everything that exists, whether it is tangible, whether it is not tangible, whether it can be perceived or whether it cannot be perceived, whether it is within the realms of human understanding or whether it is beyond that, everything that exists is the creation of one Allah alone. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah has created every shay. Ulama explain what is shay. They say ma siwallah. Everything besides Allah, every entity besides Allah is the creation of Allah. Allah is the only being. لا يلحقه الفناء ولا يسبقه العدم. That there was never a point of time when Allah did not exist, nor will there ever be a point in time when Allah's existence will cease or will terminate. Insan, like the other creations of Allah, there was a period of time when they were in Adam, they were non-existent. It is Allah Ta'ala that has given us existence. And after this life in this world, there will be fana, there will be maut. And then after that, there will be a period of nushur, of resurrection. And thereafter, dependent on the type of life that this insan lived in this world, there will be the actual life, which is going to come, which will either be eternal success, happiness and joy, or will be eternal damnation, difficulty and hardship. Such a hardship, such difficulty, that a few seconds in Jahannam will cause a person to forget all the pleasures that he ever experienced in this world. So everything that exists is the creation of Allah. And the properties that is contained in every of Allah's creation, whether of benefit or of harm, is not dependent on that creation itself, but it is Allah that has created those properties in that creation. If fire burns, then the burning in the fire is the creation of Allah. If a snake gives poison, then the effect or the harm of that poison is the creation of Allah. The snake on its own does not choose to create the poison. And the snake on its own does not choose to bring about the property of harm in that poison. Likewise, the cow on its own is not creating its milk. That milk is the creation of Allah. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثِ وَدَمْ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Allah says, for you in the animals is ibrat, is a lesson. That in between two impurities, in between two stenches, in between two impurities, blood and the intestines, Allah Ta'ala says, we bring forth pure white milk that is easily quenched and is a source of satisfaction and nutrition. That white milk does not contain either the color of the blood or the intestines, nor does it contain the smell of the blood in the intestines. So that milk is not the creation of the cow, it is the creation of Allah. And the benefit that is found in that milk also is the creation of Allah. To sustain and to nourish, Allah is not in need of food. On occasion, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the narrator of the hadith. He says that her condition was such that due to excessive hardship and difficulty and sacrifice, there was no color of blood. قَدْ ذَهَبَ عَنْ وَجْهِهَا أَثْرَ الدَّمِ. The color of blood had left her face. She was on the verge of starvation. Days had gone when she had not eaten. And she comes in this condition in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even on this occasion, Sahaba with that jamaat, they would address him, Nabdika bi abaina wa ummahatina. Then may our parents be sacrificed upon you. On his one ishara, on his one indication, on his one command, they were ready to lay their lives down. He could have ordered any one of them to bring food for his daughter. But the lesson of Iman had to be taught to Sahaba. So even on this occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to Allah and he says, oh my Allah, you are that being where the circumstances are conducive or against. You are that being that is not in need of circumstances to bring izzat and ease and rahat. Oh Allah, you are that being who is not in need of food to satisfy and to satiate and to remove hunger. O Allah, you are that being who is not in need of water in order to quench the thirst. O my Allah, I am asking you, remove the hunger from my daughter Fatima. The narrator of the hadith says that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had spoken. No food was given, no food was eaten, no water was drunk. He says that the color of health and vigor in front of my eyes returned back to the face of Fatima radiallahu anha. And he says that many years later I asked her, O daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me on that occasion when you came to your father in that situation of extreme difficulty and he made this dua for you, what was the effect of that dua? She said, from that day onwards till I died, from that day onwards, whether I ate food or I didn't eat food, I never experienced hunger. The lesson of Iman had to be taught that the creator of everything is Allah and the creator of the property that is found in everything, whether of harm or of benefit, is one Allah alone. Allah is not in need of things to create and Allah is not in need of things to bring about situations and circumstances. Allah is not in need of water to quench the thirst. Allah is not in need of food to satisfy the hunger. These are effects or properties which Allah Ta'ala, out of His hikmat, has put in these things. But still, in order to exhibit these properties, these things are dependent on Allah. Just as Allah has created everything, and just as Allah Ta'ala has created the effect, whether of benefit or harm, in His makhluk, In the same way, the creator of every amal and action is Allah. And the effect of benefit or harm in that action is also the creation of Allah. The difference, my respected brothers, is that in things, The benefit and harm we can see. The benefit and harm of actions we cannot see. Milk we can see, we can perceive its benefit. Poison we can see, we can perceive its harm. But when a person speaks the truth in the face of adversity and difficulty, the sweetness that is found in that, that cannot be seen. And when a person speaks lies, the filth and the stench that is found in that, that cannot be seen. When a person listens to Quran, the beauty and the sweetness that is found in that cannot be seen. When a person listens to music and haram, the filth and the stench that is found in that, that cannot be seen. In fact, insan can use his instruments. You can go to an ENT. He can test your ears, use his instruments, look inside, test the wax, send it to a laboratory, and he can come back to you with the results that there are certain germs that are found in your ears that are affecting your hearing. But there is no ENT in this world, and there is no instrument that is found in the world that can look into the ear of a person and measure that so many years you have listened to music, and so many years you have listened to the disobedience of Allah and to haram, and this poison and filth is found in your ears. You can go to an eye specialist. The eye specialist can test his eyes and can say to him that you need spectacles, whether strength 2 or 2.5 or 3. But there is no eye specialist in the world that can test the eyes of a person and say that you have looked at the daughters of others and you have looked at haram, as a result of which the poison of that has entered your eyes. You can go to the cardiologist or the heart specialist, and that heart specialist can tell him that one vein is blocked, or 2 veins are blocked, or 3 veins are blocked, as a result of which you are in urgent need of bypass surgery. But there is no cardiologist in the world that can test his heart and carry out an angiogram or whatever it is and tell him that 1 vein or 2 veins or all 3 arteries of the heart are blocked with the love of this dunya. And that you are in urgent need of spiritual remedy of your heart. This effect of benefit or harm that is found in amal, Allah has concealed this because insan is being tested in this world. The cardiologist may tell him he has a healthy heart. In the eyes of Allah, this person may have a dead heart. The ENT may tell him that his hearing is very good. In the eyes of Allah, it may have been preferable that this person was a deaf person. The eye specialist can tell him his sight is very good. In the eyes of Allah, his eyes may be worse than that of a blind person. This is what Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that lo sahhat abdanukum wa maridat qulubukum lakuntum ahwanu ala Allahi min al-ju'lan. That if your bodies are healthy, وَمَرِضَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ, and your hearts are sick, these hearts, the arteries are blocked with the love of this dunya, this heart no longer beats with the love of Allah, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this heart no longer is excited and brought to life with the tilawat of Quran, this heart no longer aspires to the dhikr of Allah, this heart doesn't know the ecstasy of getting up in the dead of the night and crying before Allah. If your bodies are healthy, وَمَرِضَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ, and your hearts are sick, by heart we do not mean the physical heart. By sickness, we are not referring to physical sickness. Physical sickness is a source of mercy. If a person gets a headache for 1 day, 1 year's sins are forgiven. If a person gets a fever for 1 day, 1 year's sins Allah will forgive. By sickness, we are not referring to physical sickness. We are referring to sickness of the ruh, that heart which is linked to the ruh, those eyes which are linked to the ruh, that ears which are linked to the ruh. Lo sahhat abdanukum wa maridat qulubukum. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, if your bodies are healthy and your hearts are sick, lakuntum ahwanu ala Allahi min al-ju'lan, then in the sight of Allah, you have less value. You have less value than the worms and the insects that are found in filth and trash. What is the measure? What is the gradient by which one can judge whether this heart is healthy or this heart is sick? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa inna fil jasadi lamudgha, wa inna fil jasadi lamudgha, idha saluhat saluha al jasadu kullu, wa idha fasadat fasad al jasadu kullu. He said, in the body is a piece of flesh. If this piece of flesh is correct, then the amal that will emanate from that entire body will be correct. And if that piece of flesh is incorrect, then there will be facade and neglect that will emanate from the body of this entire person. His wujud, his existence will be facade. His waking up in the morning will be facade. His going to sleep at night will be facade. Wherever he will go, whatever robe he will adorn, whether the robe of a father, he will spread facade. Whether the robe of a mother, she will spread facade. Whether the robe of a brother or sister, they will spread facade. If he is a businessman, he will spread facade. If he is a farmer, he will spread facade. If he is a politician, he will spread facade. This ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this ummah of rahmatul lil alameen, of that zat and that being and that personality whose very existence was rahmat and mercy for humanity, who left behind a legacy of mercy for humanity. Today this ummah is a target of hatred. Today this ummah is a target of persecution. Today this ummah is a target of torture upon torture upon torture. Today this ummah is a target of humiliation. Today this ummah does not own any respect or dignity or honor in this world. We have to ask ourselves, my respected brothers, the heavens and the earth belong to Allah. Why have the circumstances and situations of this ummah turned against us? Because wherever this ummah goes, instead of being a rahmat, instead of being a source of mercy, instead of being a source of benefit, because of facade of the heart, because of sickness of the heart, by facade of the heart is meant facade of yaqeen, incorrect yaqeen, incorrect conviction of the heart. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, regardless of the ummah they were sent to, regardless of the circumstances and conditions they found themselves in, never mind what the people were involved in, whether it was sharab, whether it was zina, whether it was gambling, whether it was shirk, whether it was homosexuality, whether it was cheating in trade and commerce, whatever sickness or calamity or malady their ummah was involved in, the primary and first effort which every Nabi of Allah made upon his ummah was an effort on the yaqeen of that ummah, was an effort on the heart of that ummah to break down the allegiance and reliance of everything else from that heart, and to instill the greatness and the azmat and the kibriyai and the jalal of Allah in that heart. That is why through the plains of Mina, through the alleys of Makkah, home to home, town to town, gully to gully, alley to alley, this awaz and this sound for 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah would resound. Ya ayyuhannas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Oh people, say La ilaha illallah, you will be successful. Primary effort every Nabi of Allah made, and that effort which Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Know and understand, in the heavens, in the earth, no one can benefit you, no one can harm you besides Allah. No one can give you health or sickness besides Allah. No one can give you wealth or poverty besides Allah. No one is giving you food to eat besides Allah. No one is enabling you to swallow that food besides Allah. No one is enabling your bodies to digest that food besides Allah. No one is causing the sun to rise besides Allah. No one brings nightfall besides Allah. Rains cannot fall without the permission of Allah. Wars cannot be fought without the permission of Allah. Peace and prosperity on this earth can never reign without the permission of Allah. This ummah, with all the guns and all the weaponry and all the technology, will never be protected unless Allah wants to protect it. And this ummah, with everything against it, will gain dignity and honor on this earth if Allah wants to give it. كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. Allah doesn't need numbers. Allah doesn't need weaponry. Allah doesn't need technology. Allah doesn't need science. Allah doesn't need armies. Allah doesn't need numbers. If Allah is with you, nothing can overpower you. And if Allah has forsaken you, then you will be made the morsels that will be eaten up by your enemies. This primary effort every Nabi of Allah made, and Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that same effort to link this heart with Allah, because he said, in the body is a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is corrected, then the amal that will emanate from that body will be correct. And if there is fasad, what is meant by fasad? Fasad of yaqeen. When this heart doesn't recognize Allah, when this heart is not moved by the name of Allah, when that police officer commands more fear than Allah commands, when the systems of this world are more important than what is going to happen in the qabr and akhirat, إِذَا فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. He said that if there's fasad of yaqeen, then fasad will emanate from that entire body. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. He said, listen, it is the heart. Listen, it is the heart. Listen, it is the heart. أطلب أطلب قلبك عند ثلاثة مواطن. He said, search your hearts. If you want to know if the heart is sick or not, he said, search your heart. عند ثلاثة مواطن, on three occasions. عند سماع القرآن, when the Quran is read, search your heart. Where is my heart? Ramadan is coming. Which masjid are we choosing to go and read our Taraweeh Salah? Where the Huffaz are Ya'lamun Ta'lamun. What is meant by Ya'lamun Ta'lamun is that we don't understand anything, only the end, the last word of the verse, Ya'lamun Ta'lamun, that's all we can make out. There is no link or attachment with the Quran in the heart. This is that kalam which even those hearts which were full with zulmat, with darkness, with kufr, even those hearts were affected by the Quran. Abu Jahl, Utba, Shayba. Abu Jahl, Utba and Akhnas bin Shariq, avowed enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would gather quietly, secretly at night. They knew where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform his tahajjud salah. And they knew the melodious voice in which he would render the Quran. They would gather to listen to his recitation of the Quran. One night a discussion takes place that in the daytime, na'uzubillah, we are calling him a madman. In the daytime we are calling him an imposter and a liar. And at night we are getting together to listen to his Quran. If this becomes something of public knowledge, we will be disgraced. Everyone take qasam and oath, tomorrow we will not come. Every one of them takes qasam and oath that the next day they will not come. Such is the jazibiyat and such is the magnetic attraction of the Qur'an.